Our relationships with our bodies are complex. We have all those little things we do automatically. We're both aware of that. And we sometimes have to entrain these responses away. When a person first learns to do real exercise, in a gym, working out, they always have those bad posture habits, those little elements of pulling or lifting with the wrong part of the body, sitting in the wrong position. And these actions can interrupt or change the exercise from something enjoyable to something which ultimately does harm. And in the same way, the more you do the right exercises, the more you become entrained to that way of being, that flowing motion. That's how professionals do it. Well, it's the same with any other part of the body. But of course, when we're talking about those pelvic floor muscles, that part of the body responsible for the wonderful clench and automatic upthrusting of the hips, of the aching rigidness, all of that tied together is unique, because nobody's teaching you how to do those at the gym. But you know how. It is a process of simply relaxing the muscles and tensing and relaxing and tensing. It requires effort to learn to think about a muscle that we normally consider will do everything it needs to do on its own. Well, therefore, a few simple prescribed behaviors. And as you undertake them, I invite you to remember my voice, my encouragement, and that I want you to succeed. Because the idea of you succeeding in satisfying control over that musculature, over the rigid effects thereof, is pleasing to me, as I hope it is to you. In this particular place, we're interfacing with the subconscious, with the part of you that normally might reject such pleasures, such enjoyments, simply on a basis of tensing up. Performance anxiety takes many forms. And it is not as simple, I know, as presenting to you the idea of setting aside that anxiety. There is a part of you which is fundamentally selfish, the subconscious, but in a good way. It wants you to be de-stressed and relaxed, the same part of you we evoke when we induce this kind of hypnotic relaxation. One of the most common relaxation techniques is that wave which travels from the tips of your toes up past your shoulders, slackening your face, relaxing your arms, bringing your entire body into a state not only of deep breathing, but of peace, tranquility, a poise between the waking and the sleeping, and a time to reflect on yourself, to say to your selfish subconscious, hey, if what you really want to do is help, consider this logic. There's no deception in a helpful, cooperative trance, and I hope that you know, and that you can appreciate that I am here to help. I earnestly offer all of these ideas, this logic, these mental pictures, which can be so potent in our everyday interaction with our muscles, our understanding of our movements. The right image can be captivating and create a kind of self-perpetuating entrainment in the mind, and therefore in the body, as the exercise becomes second nature, as the mind becomes agile and equipped to exercise it. So, follow me through the paces, and I can promise that the ultimate result will be relaxation and pleasure. But the simple exercises that you've already engaged in, that you feel when you clench and relax, are not the only tool at your disposal. Imagine that way. Envision. Allow yourself to slide into that state between waking and sleeping. That image of a wave of relaxation moving from the tips of your toes to the top of your head is so tempting, so beguiling, that it is very commonly used to help someone slide a little deeper. But more than that, the relaxation of the body is affected because the part of us which is ultimately self-interested, the subconscious which learns things without understanding their context, can be spoken to in a context of pleasure and euphoria, of arousal and relaxation, of peaceful deepening. And if we allow that deepening, we gloss over, oh yes, your feet are relaxed, your ankles, your calves, all those muscles exerted during a weary day. And then we move between your legs, the slow process of unrolling the muscles, of allowing your erection, your pure need to manifest physically. If we phrase that it is so enjoyable, that it feels amazing, then that is all well and good and rigid and hard. But there is also the issue of nerves. That state of wondering, oh, how shall I perform? Oh, what shall I do? I do not wish to disappoint. Assure yourself, license yourself, conscious and subconscious, to be aware of the pure, unbridled joy your lover feels at exposure to your rigidness, at that sign of your attraction, of your desire. The awareness of this may exist at the conscious level, but not at the subconscious. Allow it to bridge the gap. Feel the joy of it flowing through you. That the ability to relax will come, and thus you shall repeat. You shall allow yourself to unroll those muscles. Feel the focus now in that part of your body. Buttocks relaxing, rigidness coming naturally, an unclenched, wonderful feeling. But that's just the first part. From there flows the need to come, the working hair trigger, the relaxation of your body culminating in a sudden indrawing of breath, a thrusting of hips, a coming to fruition. Allow yourself to envision that relaxation which flows through you as also relaxing the little muscles that sometimes clamp down. You are familiar with hypnotic trance, with the flowing and the falling, the relaxing, sleeping, and so on. Well, fundamental to that idea of trance is the anchoring of one experience to another. Here, in trance, slipping deeper, allowing that wave to relax you. If you were asked to reach between your legs, to stroke, automatically feeling as if your hands were someone else's, feeling the pure pleasure for the satiation of your own desires, for the relief of stress, the suspension of thought, the relaxation of body and mind. Oh, you would. And those muscles, like the muscles in your face, your eyes, your hands, your arms, your legs, would remain relaxed, untensed, peaceful. There is nothing at all wrong with allowing yourself to slip into trance in reaction to some predefined state, some set-up trigger. And if you understand that in trance, coming would be so easy, that the ordinary busy thoughts of a weary day have been left by the wayside on the way downward, then you know there are fewer things to get in the way. Ugh. Of the flowing, gasping pleasure, of the partnered coupling, of the rigid, aching culmination of your work. And so, I invite you to this compromise, which I submit to your conscious mind as well as your subconscious. You learn when you do Just as many people must learn to exercise proper posture and pulling and relaxation until the maneuvers of exercise become second nature. Let the thrusting, the rigidness, be relearned in a beneficial, holistically pleasurable way. Thusly, when you feel yourself sliding into the rhythm of thrusting, into the normalcy, let your eyes close. Let deep breathing and gasping become one, escaping you, as if you had to hold them back, rather than force them out, as if the activity were an irresistible one, rather than an exercise, as if falling into trance were every bit as easy as falling and slowly being consumed by the right honeyed words, the right opportunity of relaxation. As if, when you vent your urging thrusting, you would at that moment enter trance, let the commencement of a use for your rigidness begin the trance, and therefore your inhibitions are out of the way. Therefore, the subconscious stressors, the concerns of the ongoing, the worry that you might confound or perturb your lover, becomes subsumed in the pure, blank, mechanistic thrust, oh God, I'm going to come, that recaptured sensation, anchored to the now. A memory paired with a feeling, with a thrusting, with a learned response. And when I ask you to go from this place, I urge you to go with a rigidness, to run your fingers over your body, to find and stroke, and feel how, still halfway hanging in deep, deep, flowing trance, with everything out of the way except the awareness of the now, it is so easy to give in to the spurting, the sudden, overarching, rushing hair trigger need, and so pointless to do anything else. How the satiation and desires of the subconscious, in that state of trance, where there is more awareness of the now, is more synced up than it would be without this intervention. Without this object lesson, without this example. And thus, half in a trance, you will learn the correct responses to bring yourself to trembling, arching fruition with such ease that you gasp. Perhaps your eyes roll. Maybe your body roils, halfway between waking and sleeping, halfway between pleasure too great and a desire to hold back. Transmitting at the same time, and your subconscious may not have thought of this, so I convey it now. Transmitting how absolutely desirous you are of your partner, how you can't get enough, how their mere presence has excited you to the edge of spurting, gasping incoherence, how you are entranced not by my voice in your ears, but by the triggered anchor of their presence, of their desire for you. Of the right time and the right place, to feel that wave travel from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, pausing at your groin, engaging muscle memory and bringing about that relaxation, that unrolling, which just keeps on unrolling and spurts out of you, in a groaning, aching display of passion, which will, quite apart from disappointing, absolutely deify the pleasure to which you are brought by the presence of the one engulfing or squeezing or stroking or manipulating or merely gazing lustfully upon your rigid, aching cock. Enjoy yourself.